Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said Washington will take action unless Panama makes immediate changes to the way it manages the Panama Canal. He said it must reduce what he called influence and control by China. He was speaking during a visit to Panama, his first foreign trip in his new role, during which he visited the Canal Zone. Our America's regional editor Leonardo Rocha reports.
Speaking after a meeting with President José Raúl Mulino in Panama City, Mr. Rubio said the handover treaty signed by the two countries had been violated. He described the current situation as unacceptable. The Panama Canal was built by the U.S. but ceded to Panama 25 years ago. The Trump administration has accused the Chinese government of effectively running the canal, a claim rejected by the autonomous company that is in charge and the Panamanian government. Mr. Mulino said he saw no real threat from Washington's comments.
President Trump has warned Americans there could be pain following his imposition of tariffs on Washington's three biggest trading partners. But he said the taxes he's introducing on Canada, Mexico and China will be worth it in time. They're due to come into force from Tuesday. The move has been condemned by all three impacted nations, with Canada saying it will impose retaliatory tariffs. Ottawa also says it will work with Mexico and strengthen their bilateral relations. In an apparent reaction to the tariff round, the Tokyo Stock Exchange was down 2.45% in early trading. Police in Berlin estimate about 160,000 people have taken part in demonstrations against what they see as a breach of a taboo in post-war German politics. On Wednesday, some parties voted alongside the far-right Alternative for Germany party over a non-binding resolution on immigration. That's provoked great anger 3 weeks before national elections, with Sunday's demonstrations following similar protests across Germany on Saturday. This protester in Berlin explained why he joined the rally.
The fear really is that a radical right-wing party will become powerful in Germany and make our lives hell. Fortunately, I'm German, I have a German passport, but many others don't, and I'm worried about my fellow citizens.
The multi-billionaire co-founder of Microsoft, Bill Gates, has told the BBC he supports the idea of under-16s being banned from social media. He also said he'd spent a fortune on philanthropic causes.
I've given over $100 billion, but I still have more to give. I mean, I will give away, you know, the vast majority of my money. It's my full-time focus for the rest of my life.
BBC News. The EU has condemned what it described as the brutal crackdown on peaceful protests in Georgia. The foreign policy chief said the government's action fell short of all expectations of an EU candidate country. Late at night, a journalist in the capital, Tbilisi, said a second round of what she called arbitrary and violent arrests was taking place during anti-government protests. Hours earlier, two opposition leaders were detained. The UN has condemned attacks on Sudanese civilians, including Saturday's shelling of a market in Omdurman, which killed more than 60. Its coordinator in Sudan, Clementine Nkweta Salami, said the incident was horrific. It's been blamed on the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. Casualties from the market attack were taken to Al Neo Hospital in Omdurman, which was being visited at the time by the Secretary General of the medical charity MSF, Chris Lockyer.
Well, the scenes in Al Nao Hospital were catastrophic. The emergency room was just full of patients needing urgent treatment. The outpatient department was full of walking wounded. There were more patients being brought in as I arrived. This war is a war on civilians.
Australia's government has imposed sanctions on the far-right online network Telegram as part of its efforts to combat anti-Semitism and online extremism. It follows similar moves by the UK and the US. And the first trophies of this year's Grammy Awards have been handed out at a ceremony preceding the main event. The American singer Sabrina Carpenter won her first Grammy, taking home Best Pop Solo Performance for her summer anthem Espresso. The British star Charlie XCX also won a clutch of early prizes, including Best Dance Pop Album for Brat and Best Dance Pop Song for its lead single, Von Dutch. BBC News.